Hello, Sebastian Lucido. Welcome to 5 Minute Fresh Start. We're going to talk about prayer today. There's about five or six verses here in John 16. This is part of Jesus' teaching in the upper room before he goes to his crucifixion. He's talking about him leaving and coming back. In fact, verse 22, John 16, 22, "Therefore you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice. In your joy no one will take from you." So he's talking about after his resurrection. It says, in that day, so in other words, in the day after the resurrection, you'll ask me nothing. We're not to pray to Jesus. He's going to say it again. We're not to pray to any dead human. We're to pray to God in Jesus' name. It says, and in that day, you'll ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father God, in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you've asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. So now he's telling us, don't pray to me, but ask the Father in my name. This is covenant terminology. This is a type of power of attorney. We go to God in Jesus' name, drawing on the account, drawing on what Jesus had done for us. Verse 25, "These things I have spoken to you in figurative language, but the time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray to the Father for you." Jesus is not asked, he's telling us, he's demanding from us that we don't pray to him or any other dead human being to intercede for us to God. He's telling us that we can go directly to God. It says, "For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I've come forth from God. I came forth from the Father and come into the world, and again I leave the world and go to the Father." I can't even quantify how many people on the face of the earth pray to other dead human beings, including Mary, to pray to God for them. It's right here. That doesn't work. Your prayers go on deaf ears. The New Testament model for prayer is to God the Father directly, because he loves us, because we believed in Jesus and we love Jesus. We go to God the Father in Jesus' name, and that's where the power of prayer comes from. We don't go to anyone else. We don't pray to anyone else. You know, I remember I grew up as a Catholic, and so we would say prayers repeatedly to the most intelligent being in the universe. But unfortunately, a lot of those prayers were to a person who died and needed salvation. Mary needed salvation. She was not born outside of Adam's transgression. She had a physical father, which caused her to need salvation. Jesus did not have a physical father. Adam's sin did not go on Jesus because he was born of a virgin. And so he was born outside of Adam's transgression, not needing salvation. That's what made him the perfect Lamb of God. So when we pray, I have two or three major points. One is to the Father in Jesus' name. Two is, don't pray to convince God of something he's already done. You know, just speak at it, believe it, and thank him for it. And just don't pray all the time for physical things. I mean, you know, God knows us. He knows the number of hairs on our head. He's numbered them. He knew us before we were born. He isn't going to forget your prayer. Give him your prayer and thank him for it after you prayed. And just thank him for it, and you'll see the power of God work in your life. God bless you. Thanks for watching today. Please share, follow, and like this. And please pray about becoming a partner. Help us build curriculums and send them around the world, touching lives and bringing truth into churches and community groups, small groups, and even individuals. God bless you and have a great day. Thanks for watching.